So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher. Who really
he's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? November the 2nd, 2018. And you know what? Today, I have just had the most hectic day ever. It's 6 p.m. right now. And I'm recording this because the whole day, everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. And I don't mean to be a downer, but one of the reasons why I'm shooting these podcasts and these daily videos is because I want to also look back and see what kind of challenges I've gone through. So one of the messages, the first message I get in the morning is that I have to pay £100,000, something like that, tax bill over the next 30 days, which was completely somewhat not welcomed. It wasn't what I wanted to hear first thing in the morning. Second thing is, I've been working on this webinar called it's a 7-week coaching program that I'm launching, and yesterday I spent close to 2 hours, an hour on strategy, planning the whole thing, and I gave it to one of my team members. And this morning, unfortunately, his wife was in a little bit of a car accident. Nothing serious has happened to her as far as I know. But the webinar was supposed to be recorded by this morning. And so this morning I wake up and I'm like, I got this, one of my team members saying, hey, you got this tax bill you need to pay. Another person is sending me a message saying is because of his wife, he couldn't get the webinar. So I'm like thinking, oh, damn, okay, two things. All right, let me get to work. And then I had scheduled my day around this person. You know, she owns this big company, they do over $1 billion a year, except she didn't show up. And then before I knew it, I had another call and the guy didn't show up. So now I'm like, two calls didn't go, like, what the heck is going on? And usually what I try and do is wake up, and after I have a cold shower, I try and sit and plan my day. Today, something didn't add up. So I mistakenly logged into damn email, checked Skype, checked WhatsApp, and before I knew it, about 3-4 hours has gone by. Okay, I don't know if you've ever experienced stuff like that, where sometimes you're in front of the computer and you're like, you know you're supposed to be working, you know you're supposed to be busy, you know you're supposed to be producing, but it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And so, you know, one thing that I'm going to tell you as an entrepreneur, we have to be proactive. That's the only way we produce results. We create money. We create income. We create influence. We create impact. When you're in a job, you know, you get up, you go to your job, and you're there 9 to 5 or whatever. Someone's giving you a task, so you're reactive to them. You know, you're not, as an entrepreneur, it's 100% opposite. When you wake up, you have to produce. You have to be proactive. If I'm not producing, guess what? No one is making money. I'm not paying my bills, and I got bills to pay. I have, you know, 15 people or whatever on the team. I've got these projects that I'm planning to do. I've got a big event coming up at the end of the month, which we've already spent like 20 G's on it, and I'm anticipating about 80 to 100 people to be there. And so then, then I'm like, okay, we're going to get cracking on. And I send a message to my tech guy at 11 a.m. something, and now it's like 6-7 hours later, and he still didn't get what I needed him to get done. And so I'm like really mad there. And then it's just been a crazy, crazy day. So instead of like just staying in front of the computer or going out and just wasting time, I thought, you know what would be really good if I just capture this moment, if I just podcast it out, okay? If I just podcast it out and just kind of share these thoughts, because these things happen. And what do you do when these things happen? The first thing you do is you take a step away from the computer, just like how I'm doing right now. And I'm just walking around in my penthouse up and down the living room, feeling very grateful that I have a very big office space and living room here in London. And I don't even know. What I'm going to do is just talk to you guys, because hopefully there's someone listening to this podcast. And I want to talk to you. And all I'm going to do is just think about what I'm going to do. And the thing that I'm going to do is I am going to write out very clearly one big thing I need to get done. And then I'm going to have a reward attached to it. And that reward is I am going to, as soon as I'm finished the webinar, which is going to take me about 60 minutes to do, as soon as I do that, I am going to go out and hang out with my family and probably see my younger sister or my younger brother and take him out to a restaurant. And that's going to be my treat. And I miss them so much because I haven't seen them all week. So I'm going to make sure I am fully focused on that. How do you deal with it? Let me know. Email me. Let me know. I hope you guys are enjoying these podcasts that I'm doing. I have quite a few of them planned as well. But each day I try and do one at least, so I can get a message across and really a reflection of how I'm doing building my own business. Today is what I would call a really crap day. But not to stress, because this is a thought pattern that I've had for many years, which is this: at any moment, at any given time, I can reinvent myself. Okay, I can reinvent myself. So if I'm feeling stuck, frustrated, scared, anxious, and it's like a big nightmare, because sometimes it is, especially when you're starting to build a team. You know, when you're a solopreneur, it's just like getting the sales, doing the work. But when you have a team of 5, 10, 20 people and they're scattered all over the world, you know, and then I message one of my other guys and he's like, yo, I told you I'm taking it part-time this month because I got family over. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that. And I'm like, damn. So again, the things that really matters is just getting one big thing done each day. And when you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, frustrated, take a step back and do something completely opposite than what you're probably accustomed to doing. And when you do that, something that I find is just move your work environment. So like right now I was working on my main desk. Now I'm going to come and work on my kitchen desk. It's just a different environment. Can trigger off different things. So I like working in different environments, and that's pretty much it. I'm probably going to make some tea, no coffee, but some tea to reduce the anxiousness that I'm feeling right now. You know, I actually feel much better right now because I feel like I've shared this, and you know, when you can take the pressure off yourself, and when you can ask yourself, okay, what can I do to give? A lot of the times you see that you operate from a different place. Because today actually realizing, you know what, it wasn't actually that bad. Because one, I did do an interview, which is about 30 minutes of valuable asset building activities, where one of my students interviewed me. Blessing me, was his first interview. So like, I had to kind of coach him. But I saw how happy he was afterwards. Knowing that he just done his first interview. That was one. Two, I had a great chat with my wife. So that's two. Three, you know, I have such an abundance of books in front of me. lots of knowledge, so I could just pick up any of these books and go and read for a few minutes, which I haven't done today yet. And so, you know, life isn't that bad. Anyway, I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shaqir.com. That's shaqir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.